I'm Cindy Dykstra, and this is The Passing. The hardest part of 2020 is seeing innocent people pass away because of their color or because of protests, or seeing police attack people because they want to stand up for those of color. Take George Floyd for an example. He lay on the floor begging for the officer to get off and screaming for help because he could not breathe, all while the officer is ignoring his request and continuing to pin him down, resulting in his death. This is one of the many incidents resulting in death and loss, not only for family members, but for the whole colored community. This poem opens my eyes to the truth without the input of media. It shows the brutal reality of our nation today. What I like about this poem is the author writes it as if it's a conversation, but one person is finishing the other sentences and starting their own. He does this with the way he writes the sentences. Each sentence begins with the word starting in the letter D. Usually the first word of a sentence both finishes the previous sentence and starts a new one. This is a very interesting way of writing, but I feel like it gives the sentences character and adds more to the poem. On a personal level, I like this poem because the message and the power it holds. The poem represents not only 2020 and all the protests, but slavery and racism throughout the years. Throughout the poem, it tells a story, and by the end, it tells a sad truth. That reminds me of the protests of 2020 as a whole. I can relate to this poem on a personal level because a lot of my friends got injured in all the protests. This poem is called, "Ma'am, I'm Sorry to Tell You, Your Son is Dead." It reads, "Dangerously good at freeze tag, like a ghost good, drenched in red puddles, but on his way down by the gutter river, ditched laundry beside the sewer hole, drumming water's edge lullabies with his mouth on a curb, delivering ripples upstream, dizzy sawdust scattered in the moonlight dew grass, devil horn handsome, should model for caskets, drunken squiggle soaking cement, dye staining black tar as we speak, drawing graffiti on his stomach with the paint from his stomach, decoration for the new holiday you will never forget and never celebrate, deflated bounce house blocking traffic, deer shown in headlights mimicking boyhood, dirt pinned between the tracks of my tires, doomed dough headed into the sidewalk cracks, driftwood floating in molasses, driftwood spinning in spine sap, driftwood sinking by the minute, dancing, dandelion, seeds ripped from the scalp stem by the wind, or some other invisible, unforgiving, dense weight in exchange for a shorter shift, dummy after a crash test, dripping in gold sweat if you don't come collect him, the bank will deposit his remains as a graduation gift. Definitely strong as he looks. Double tough as steel beans. Ma'am, I threw 100 pounds at him and he didn't even flinch. Matter of fact, it's been 2 days and he hasn't even moved any of his body." In conclusion, this poem relates to everything happening today with the protests, racism, and deaths and overall issues happening this year. Another way this poem can be interpreted is the deaths from COVID, because they are also really bad deaths.